With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing a bill to push the Justice Department to make public the case files on Jeffrey Epstein. President signing now sets a 30-day countdown for the DOJ to produce the material. New jobs numbers are being delayed because of the 43-day federal government shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
The September jobs report comes out Thursday morning, 7 weeks late. And now the Labor Department says it won't be releasing a full jobs report for October. The shutdown put a stop to calculating the nation's unemployment rate and some other key numbers. Instead, it will release some of the October jobs data along with the full November jobs report in the middle of December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is looking into another international conflict, the brutal civil war in Sudan.
He said he was urged into action by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It was not on my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control.
The fighting for control of Sudan has killed more than 40,000 people and created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with over 14 million people displaced. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey hitting another hurdle. Justice Department acknowledges in court Wednesday a possible lapse in how the case was presented to a grand jury initially. Now, the revelation that the full grand jury didn't review a copy of the final indictment comes during a hearing where Comey's lawyers asked a judge to toss out the case on grounds of the government of being vindictive. Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick has been indicted on charges accusing her of stealing FEMA funds for her campaign. This is SRN News. Girls in America turning their backs on holy matrimony.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls. A statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mainstream media beginning to take notice of Muslim attacks on Christians in Nigeria. A new probe from the Associated Press finds Christians often targets in attacks motivated by religion, especially in Nigeria's northern states. Jihadist extremists and an ISIS-backed breakaway faction have waged plenty of violence. This is SRN News. Well, the great Roger Federer has been elected to the International Tennis Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility.
Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles and was part of a self-described golden time and era of unprecedented greatness for tennis, along with rivals Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
I am my own career, my own player that needed those challenges. They needed a challenger like myself, and we made each other better.
Federer was the only candidate to receive enough support in the player category for the Hall's class of 2026. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission moving forward with efforts to regulate the sale of consumable hemp products as questions swirl about the future of the industry due to federal restrictions on the products approved by Congress just last week. More details, srnnews.com.